Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Ingham County Board of Commissioners member Vince Dragonetti. Vince, how are you?
Hi, Tony. Real good. Thank you.
Well, I feel like I've been watching a soap opera for about 2 years here as this Road Commission Board story has been at the forefront of the news here in the Lansing area for quite some time. And it all started out with allegations of mismanagement and micromanagement. And now here we are with the vote for tomorrow night, which could end all that controversy by ending the board.
That is correct. We're at that point, and you're right. It's been about 100 weeks that I've been counting that this problem's been going on. So you're zeroing in tomorrow night. Should end it.
All right. Now, Mr. Masseri, who is the current chair of the board, told me that he has made a lot of efforts, and I'm talking about Mr. Dravensfort, Masseri, told me he's made great efforts in trying to keep the board together and asking for the board of commissioners to give them an opportunity to show that they can hold their own, but you believe it's too late for that, and you anticipate a vote going in your favor tonight.
Tomorrow night, I believe, in my opinion, that it will. I've not really seen the proof that it's any better of what's going on, and I don't really want to challenge him because I've been in a couple of the specific meetings on that subcommittee. But the point is that it's not at this point, whether it's he or a few of the board members, it's really at a point that this whole system is past due. I mean, we really have a system that just disjointed, and it really has a lot to do with the political appointment process. This is, you know, we're appointing people that have little or no experience on a lot of these committees out there. And as Commissioner Grebner has brought up many, many times, and I think he's even said in the newspaper, maybe here on radio, is that, you know, the boards have to get much more serious about getting people on there. So it's at a point now that I look at this and say, you know, you've had, 100 weeks of mismanagement of the board itself, you know, the board mismanagement, and in 2 short months they're saying, look, we're all better. And, you know, I don't believe that. They're trying to still buy an extra 6 months or a year. They've been negotiating like mad, I guess, the last 6-7 weeks or so to try to buy time. But this is almost like my kid saying, Dad, I stole the $5 and I won't do it again. I promise. I haven't stole $5 from you in 6 weeks or so. You know, it's a point that the system is wrong, is that we really have to correct this.
Vince, is the county, are the Board of Commissioners, is Human Resources ready to take over the duties of the board?
Yeah, I have no doubt. Our controller, I think, December sometime before this all happened, maybe in November, she brought in, you know, what I thought was only going to be a 1 or 2 page documentation of what she'd see coming, and she had a whole notebook that I'm looking at, matter of fact, just glanced to my shelf here, on what she sees of each actual situation, including retirement and health care issue, the union contracts, and she basically saw no problem coming. Now, will there be problems that first year? Of course there's going to be some sort of problems. You know, one commissioner says unforeseen circumstances. Of course that's going to happen. But I really perceive this is going to be a much smoother process.
Vince, anything else of interest that we will hear on Tuesday at Tuesday night's meeting?
On this particular issue, I think there's going to be, you know, some amendments made on the floor that, you know, let's give them more time. You know, one of the commissioners has said, you know, look, it looks like things are changing. Another commissioner said, gee, I haven't had time to study this. I showed this to my 11-year-old over the past 3 months. He makes sense of what's going on. He fully understands it. So, you know, there's some things in that I just kind of shake my head and thought, you know, all these people that have been coming the past, you know, 3-4 weeks, where were they the past year and a half? None of them showed up until 4 or 5 weeks ago, and all of a sudden we've had road commissioners there, which is good that they've showed up, and I'm glad they've showed up. They've had union officials from you know, the larger unions out there, not just their local people.
All right,
coming in.
Vince, I'm sorry to interrupt. We've got to get to a news break. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you. Take care.